from the time I was a little kid. I think when I was in grade school, Dad was at the Badger, and I think he was an assisted foreman or something up there. But he'd go up to line out a shift, and he'd take me with him. And then while he was in the office lining up the shift, he'd let me go roam around the mine yard. And at the Badger, down at the end of the mine yard, they had a stack of timbers that would go underground to shore up the mines. And hiding in the timber were all these rabbits, and they had all kinds of baby rabbits over there. So I go down and catch baby rabbits, and when I get bored with that, I'd go over, and since he was lining out the shift, it was change of shift, and men were coming up and going down in the mine, and I'd sit and watch the cages come up with the miners, and then the guys loading up and then going back down, and I'd stand and talk to the miners that were all lined up getting ready to go underground, and they were all, most of them were dads themselves, and so they'd talk to me and give me candy and whatever else they had in their buckets. So I did that under today's OSHA rules and stuff. That would have been so out of place. I couldn't have got within 100 miles of that mine probably, but that was just life. And then after the shift was lined out, Dad had come out and get me, and then he always wanted to go into the engine room, the place, the hoisting house, and talk to the hoisting engineer. And I hated that, because if you went in the engine room, there was all this huge machinery, and it was roaring, and there was steam, and the drums were going around. It was making huge amounts of noise, and it just scared me to death. I'd do anything to get out of going in the engine room. And got to watch the engineer raising and lowering the hoists. And then when we'd finish that, we'd go over, and he showed me where the battery room was, where they charge up the lamps for the men's helmets. They'd get a new battery and lamp every time they go down, then they bring the old one up and recharge it, and they use them over and over again. I like that. Or take me into the powder room, which was where they prepared the fuses and the blasting caps and stuff for blasting underground. I like those two better, because it was quieter. I wasn't too keen on going into the blasting room, because that didn't really look too safe to me. But being a grade school kid, when I was in grade school at St. Anne's, I remember as we started school, the first week of school or something, there would be, I can't remember whether it was a fireman or somebody from the Anaconda Company or a policeman would come in, and they'd give us a big talk about blasting caps and show us what they looked like and what the fuse looked like. And then they'd show us gory pictures of what would happen to you if you picked one of these things up and it went off. And they were trying to scare us. They did a pretty good job. But once they finished their talk and school got out, everybody went out looking for blasting caps to see if they could find some. Because since it was so prevalent in the mines, they'd show up at random places around all the time. So it wasn't uncommon for kids to find blasting caps.